For WNPR News, I'm Frankie Graziano. Mayor Joseph Ganim brought baseball to Bridgeport in his fourth term as mayor back in 1998 when the Bluefish opened play at Harbor Yard as an Atlantic League independent baseball team.
My kids grew up there, and my daughter actually had a birthday party through the first pitch out.
But now, as part of redevelopment on both ends of Bridgeport's Main Street area, the city confirmed this week that it has accepted a bid from a developer and concert promoter Live Nation to convert the baseball stadium into an amphitheater. Ganim says details have not been finalized, but the conversion into what could be a 6,000-seat concert venue may take a capital investment of $15 million. The city is more focused on entertainment and urban development than baseball.
On one end of Main Street, you're seeing the amphitheater go in for new entertainment with Live Nation bringing in world-class acts. On the other end, you're seeing the renovations of a historic part of the city with the theaters and the new tallest buildings in the city of Bridgeport. Urban development, I think, gets some of its best perspective.
Frank Bolton is the owner of the Bluefish. He knew the writing was on the wall last March when the city requested bids, but he wanted to get to celebrate the Bluefish's 20th anniversary.
We've known that this possibly could happen, but at the same time, we answered the RFP when we just didn't win it. It's the city of Bridgeport's ballpark, and they can do whatever they want to do, you know, and they've chose to go in a different direction.
Bolton says the team is primed to announce a new home by September as cities in New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, and Texas have shown interest in Atlantic League expansion.
There's no other city that has talked to us about Connecticut, so I would probably say at this point, no.
Bolton says that the move can only boost interest in the Atlantic League's last team here, the Bees, a team he helped move to New Britain as a minority owner. Frankie Graziano, WNPR News.